Are you ready for a career in interior design, or are you just thinking about it and want to know what to look out for before you start? If so, why not take my 3-minute quiz to know where you're at and where to head to next? You'll also get your personalized results emailed immediately. So head on over to soyouwanttobeaninteriordesigner.tv/quiz and do it today. Now let's get cracking with the show. Hey guys, it's Adam and it's time for that question. How effective is your current marketing tactic or set of tactics? Are you getting clients from your marketing efforts? Now, when we think of marketing, we basically take it down to that need, don't we? It's all about getting clients. So today, I want to talk about effective marketing. Maybe we should change tact here. Let's have a chat. Hey guys, it's Adam and welcome to episode 23 of So You Want to Be an Interior Designer. I'm really pleased to have you here. If you're bopping along on, with your headphones on, doing the washing up or going for a walk or at the gym, or if you're in the car or if you're watching on YouTube, sitting there watching on a big television or on your computer, wherever you are, however you're listening to me, I love having you. So thank you for being here. If you're on Apple Podcasts, I'd love it if you could leave a review. Tell me what you really think about the podcast. And then if you watch on YouTube, please like and subscribe. It would really help the channel to grow and get those algorithms moving. But in any case, I'm just happy to have your ears and really happy to have a chat to you today about marketing. But before I get into that, I really want to let you know who this show is for. Now, I designed this show to help solopreneur, mid-career, sea change, interior design and decorators find their true voice and create a sensational brand that leads to a fulfilling career working with clients that are attracted to you and your unique story, gift, and vision. So on that note, I really think that having a unique vision is important, and we're marketing to that. Again, the topic for discussion today on the show. Are you flailing though at the moment and need some help? If so, marketing is part of the survey that I'm going to ask you to participate in. If you go to adamscoogle.com/quiz, it takes about 2 minutes. Fill in the details. You will get a personalized report that includes questions about your marketing efforts, and it will give you answers in a report that is emailed back to you. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes and it's 15 questions. If you haven't taken the quiz, go to adamscoogle.com/quiz. The marketing mix is in there, as well as feedback on other things within your business that could be opportunities. So anyway, let's really get nitty gritty about marketing. And I want to bring up some ways, first and foremost, that we are marketing at the moment. Interiors and decorators are marketing on one particular platform all day, every day, it seems. I bet you can guess what it is. Actually, I'm going to ask you, what is the platform that I'm talking about? I'm pausing. Yes. It's Instagram. We are all over Instagram, spending a lot of time on Instagram. I want to ask you, is it too much time that you are spending on Instagram? I don't spend a lot of time on Instagram because I don't feel that all of that effort that a lot of people put into Instagram has a great return on investment. And I want to talk to you about that before we go any further, because Instagram is where we spend a lot of time. You know, we're putting stories up and we're doing mood boards and we're even editing our videos as we walk around the city and walk around here and there, telling everybody about everything in a series of stories. Sometimes that can take hours to put together. But one thing I want to just highlight with Instagram is, who is following you, and do you think that your efforts are really hitting the right eyes? Now, I did a review of the people following me recently, and I've been asking this question to other designers that I've had conversations with just recently. What you may find is that a lot of other interior designers and decorators are following you, which is not really the right audience. And I mean, there's ways to change who you can get on that list on Instagram. If you really want to grow your list on a social media platform like Instagram, there are ways to do that. But majority of people that are on our followers list are not actually real clients. We've got lots of other interior designers and decorators that are having a looky-loo. They want to see what we're doing to see if they can maybe take some ideas away from how we're marketing ourselves on the platform. The other people that follow us are retailers and people that make rugs and all sorts of people. But you will find on your list that you're going to get lots of that type of audience and very little potential real clients. So what I want to say right now is have a think about the amount of time that you're spending on Instagram, because Instagram is one of the most common ways that we're spending our time, and it may not be the most effective. The other way that we market is newsletters. Now, we might do a quarterly newsletter. If you've been listening to me on the show, you know what I think about quarterly newsletters. I think they're yawn-worthy and not particularly engaging if you know people get a quarterly newsletter from you. But you will see a lot of websites for interior designers where there's a pop-up and they'll be sending a quarterly newsletter. Perhaps you're sending a monthly newsletter, and that's actually really great. That's a lot more effective than, say, something that's only every 3 months. But these are some of the ways that we're marketing, and they may have, you know, depending on how many people you have on your newsletter, there could be varying results. The other way that we market is just word of mouth, which is actually not a bad way to market. We tell people that we know about what we do. We hopefully will get somebody mentioning us to a person who's interested in design and perhaps engaging a designer to support them. Or we may, you know, have clients that we work for and they may tell other people. And we may be getting clients that way. It's actually one of the best ways. But a lot of the times that's kind of an organic thing that happens, and it doesn't really, we can't control when we're going to get a call, if we're going to get a call. We don't have any control over that. But look, these are the most common ways at the moment that we engage in marketing. The most popular one is people are on that Instagram feed day in, day out, and not getting the results that they particularly want or need. So I've got some different perspectives to give to you today. And number one is, especially if you're just starting out or you haven't been going that long, and you're not really getting the level of client interaction that you need, if you feel like you're kind of really at a wit's end as to where you're going, you're not getting clients, and what I would say to you is choose a niche, or choose a niche. You could call it a niche. If you're in America, you probably call it a niche. We call it a niche, but it really is the whole idea of focusing in really specifically in one area of your business. Now, I'm going to give you some examples of people I've been having conversations with recently, what they are doing currently, and then what my suggestions have been for them to change their approach in terms of choosing a niche or niche and going hard in that direction. Number one is the woman who is everybody's everything out there on Instagram. She loves color. She loves decorating with color, but there is none of that on her feed, and she hasn't had the opportunity to really do much in terms of work that allows her to express her talent with using color. Now, on having a discussion with this person, I observed, it was a Zoom call, that she was actually of Indian background. And so my suggestion was to her was, why is there none of that color that's traditionally associated with Indian textiles and Indian culture? Why is none of that being celebrated in the type of work? And I got to thinking about it, and you know, India's a South Asian country. There's lots of reasons why Indian people celebrate certain colours. You know, there's reasons. I'm just looking here about what different colours symbolise, and this could be a great entry into sort of talking about your influence. Just say you are what can we call her? Ashanti, and she is an interior designer. She could be talking about how her heritage and her background, her awareness of color and why colors are used in her culture have specific emotional results or feelings when people use those colors. The color blue, for instance, is associated with the Lord Krishna, perhaps one of the most favored gods in India. And as is evident for any agricultural economy, green symbolizes a new beginning, harvest and happiness. It's also the revered color of Islam, a significant religious presence in India. That's just a fact. But what if we start to talk about blue, and what if we start to talk about green in that way, you know, specifically bringing it to the Western sort of perspective, is that it? Let's talk about green kicking off new beginnings, happiness, a feeling of well-being and health. These are the type of things that could be referenced, say, from Ashanti's discussions that she might have on social media or on her newsletter. I prefer she's speaking to people that she gets on her newsletter about why she's using specific colours and putting colours together. She could put mood boards together which have some of those traditional references of the colours used in India. They use hot pink, turmeric, really wonderful deep colours in India, in the cloths, in the beautiful tapestries. So this could be a really good reference to who Ashanthi is as a person. I remember looking at her Instagram and seeing pictures of her just in very bland colour with a mug of coffee, and she's smiling and she's kind of, I'm ready to decorate your living room. But what, how impactful would it be if she went really into a celebration of her culture, well, really colourful outfits, maybe a combination of traditional garb and some modern pieces, and then really talked about how the ethos of certain colours that are used in her culture can be translated, and that value and health benefit, you know, brought forward into design she's doing for Western clients because she's based in Australia. This person was based in Australia. Another person is a lovely lady I spoke to who was, she had picked a niche. The niche was really to help people downsize, help people that are aging, downsize what they have, maybe purge some of the stuff, and then learn how to live and evolve as, you know, as they age. And she had a specific experience with helping her mother downsize and sort of reinvigorate her living, obviously more than living. Her emotional well-being would have been top of mind there. But she helped her mother to really purge a lot of what she had from her past. Her father had passed away, and her mother, she was helping her mother downsize and rearrange her life. And part of that was helping her with the home. Now, this particular lady hadn't quite niched down hard enough. There wasn't really enough evidence of specific jobs or scenarios where she was able to help people other than her mother there that we could see and that we could be drawn to. Say, if we're somebody who's just experienced loss, I could be an elderly woman that's just lost my husband, and I'm looking for someone that can help me reconcile all of the pieces of the puzzle that are now here that I have to work through. I have to get rid of things that may be hard for me to get rid of. But if I've got someone like you, and we could say this person I'm talking about is called Nancy, designer Nancy, who is helping people downsize, deal with loss, and reinvigorate and revitalize their new lives. If I have Nancy there, things might be a bit easier for me if I'm going through that struggle. So now Nancy, as I'm calling her, was kind of thinking, maybe I should drop that. I haven't had a cluster of clients come through, but I would say, how are you actually marketing Nancy at the moment? If all of that's over on Instagram, well, all of these people there that are facing loss and going through, you know, this sort of experience of aging and working out how they're going to work successfully or live successfully over the next few years as they age. I don't know whether that, you know, 76-year-old woman sitting flicking through Instagram, is that the right place to be posting all of this stuff? That is a question I'd ask. So niching down, there's two examples of niche markets that could be created there. And then what do you do with the niche? Is that you go out and to wherever people are that are actually needing your support, you go and potentially speak with them. And speaking is a great way to market. That's another thing that we've got on the list today to do. you could be speaking, if we're talking about Nancy, to people that are in probus meetings. You know, a lot of elderly people go to meetings called probus meetings where they meet up and they have, I think it's a monthly meeting, and they have an agenda. And all these people get together. A lot of them are women, and they are basically getting together to get together and meet. There's a community there, and Nancy could be speaking to those people at a probus meeting. So I think there's lots of a virtue in niching down, and I hope I'm giving you food for thought about how you could niche. The second big important thing is get comfortable on video. Now, this is a hard thing for some people to do. They don't want to talk at all. They might be comfortable with a smiley face in the corner, but they don't want to talk to the camera at all. And what I'd say to you is, if you're not comfortable talking on camera, then how are people going to get comfortable with you? If you're not talking If you're on Instagram and you don't show your face and you just show mood boards and your logo, then it's very difficult for new people to interact with you. I would say the second thing that you should do differently if you're not doing it is get comfortable talking on video. Get on, if you still want to use Instagram right now, get on and talk about what's happening this week in your business. Talk about some really significant things that happened with a consultation that you did and some of the value you gave to a client in that consultation. And imagine if you have a niche and you're going in as that Ashanti, who is the Indian designer. Maybe she's coming in to help people get out of that rut of beige, nothing color and explore certain rooms in the house that could be painted or wallpapered in this fabulous different colors that could bring about certain emotions. And she could talk about that. If she doesn't have a client at the moment, then she could do a mood board and talk and make it up. Say that you spoke to a client and you created a quick mood board for them as part of the service. I don't know. Sometimes we have to get creative. Number three is get on podcasts. Now, you may think, why would I go on a podcast? Well, you probably don't want to go into a podcast. And what I mean is a design podcast where people are talking about design and specifically consumers. So not business to business, but everyday, you know, Jan or Marsha who listens to podcasts about, you know, certain elements to do with design, or it could be a podcast around color. It could be a podcast. It could be a podcast for Nancy on aged care living and how to make that as independent as possible. There are lots of different podcasts out there, and one good option for you would be to get on a podcast and talk about what you do. Now, if you don't have a niche, what are you going to talk about? I'm an interior decorator in San Diego, California, and I help people create beautiful homes. How enticing is that for the podcast host? It's probably not that enticing, but if I'm an Ashanti and I'm talking about how I bring in the elements of my background as an Indian person who has experienced the virtue of color and the different meanings and the way they can improve health by using specific colors, then I might have an angle to jump onto that podcast show with, and I could be talking about color and the emotions that are derived from certain colors. And what is my background? Well, I've come from this particular country, and, you know, our country is very well known for creating beautiful textiles, and a lot of the colors used in the textiles were brought in to celebrate or bring about a certain mood or feeling, you know, in the tapestry. You know, I am just putting all this together on the fly. But there's different, if you have a niche, then there are different ways that you can spin your niche and propose a topic of conversation on this podcast. Now, getting on that podcast means that you're able to tell that podcaster's audience all about what you do. If you're on the podcast, then you could give them a link to your freebie. It could be a free PDF on color and how to bring about certain emotions for Ashanti, or it could be a free PDF for Nancy, who is the person that helps women after they've experienced loss reinvigorate their lives and organize their lives. It could be five tips to regain your confidence and rebuild your life after loss. I don't know what this exactly should look like, but as you know, I'm talking on the fly here and coming up with ideas that could be good points of discussion if you're on somebody's podcast. So they have three things. Choose a niche for one. If you're flailing and you're kind of been going a little while here, you've done your study, clients are coming in, have a think about your story, who you are, what can you really offer, and what can you drill down into further, and maybe start to think about how you can recreate yourself in the next 3 months. I mean, how can you change if you've got a very sort of, if you don't have a perspective at the moment in terms of what it is you're offering people, start to drill down and think about creating a real perspective, i.e. create a niche that you can really focus in on and then market to that. The other thing is start to get comfortable on video. Get talking about your niche. Get talking about what you do that's different to what everybody else does. Really, at the end of the day, the person that they're looking at on that video is the person that they're going to build a relationship with. And it's you. You're the person that they're coming to because of you, your personality. So it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. If you're raw, really drawing them in, then with your personality and your unique story, then that is very attractive and I entice you to do that. Third thing is get on those podcasts, get in your niche, create your story, create something that you can give that's a value discussion to their audiences. Make sure you slip in a little free opt-in there so that they can join your email list and you can start to communicate with people that have listened to you on that podcast. They can get on your list and then you can start to email them frequently, offering them lots of lovely value about your beautiful perspective in your design biz. And let's hope potentially you might get a client at some point from communicating to them on the list, adding value, and then doing a call to action at some point. You could offer a consultation, a package, whatever. That's all in development, so to speak. But I hope you got some value out of some marketing techniques there. Instagram is not the only place to be thinking about spending hours and hours of your time. Again, who is really following you? Have you even looked at the followers and all that effort that you spent last week? How much of a return have you received on that investment this week? Besides a few likes and, oh, that's fab, love. Who are those people that have said that? Do you have any feedback? Am I wrong here? Are you getting lots of clients from Instagram? Let me know. Send me an email, adam@adamskugel.com, and challenge me on it if I'm wrong. I'd love to hear your feedback. You know, we're all learning here. So anyway, on that note, I just want to finish off there. Again, if you're flailing and you need some feedback in a personalized report, go and fill in the quiz, adamskugel.com/quiz. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes and it's 15 questions. And then you'll have my personalized report sent to you and we'll give you some very strong feedback, I hope, that will help you in your journey. So I just want to finish off here by saying I believe in you. I think you're awesome. And keep going. Hang in there. If things are a little up and down at the moment, I hope you're getting some value out of this podcast. That's why I would love to know what you think of the podcast and how things are going in your design biz. I'm very open to conversations. I'm having a few of them, or I have had a few of them recently. Would you like a chat with me? Would you like to talk about your niche and my suggestions for you in a free 30-minute chat? If so, send me an email, adam@adamskugel.com, and I would be delighted to organize a call. Doesn't matter where you are. I'm doing them with people from the US. I'm doing them with people from Australia at the moment. If you're in the UK, fabulous. Let's have a chat. Not a problem at all. Let's make up a time. But thank you for being here, guys. And until next time, I wish you all the very best. I'll see you next Tuesday for our last episode for this season before I take a couple of weeks break and then come back to you with season three. But until next week, have a great week. Bye for now. Well, thank you for listening. If you'd like to have a chat with me, let's talk. If you'd like to schedule a free 30-minute chat to discuss where you're at, go and do that at soyouwanttobeaninteriordesigner.tv/coaching to schedule your call with me. Also join me over on YouTube where the show is broadcast weekly. That's over at youtube.com/@adamskugeltv. There you go. Of course, if you're joining me on YouTube, I'd love it if you could like and subscribe to be alerted to my new weekly episodes. If you choose to join me over on your podcast host of choice, I'd also appreciate you reviewing, rating, and subscribing there as well. If you didn't get that, the links are all here in the show notes. Thanks for listening.